Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The DH, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larvell Blanks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nelson Norman. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Fergie Jenkins. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Rick Sofield. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. And now, play ball. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sofield. Zisk reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 1-0, Rangers. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cubbage. The throw from Sundberg and he is out, Norman applying the tag. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive off the glove of Blanks, and into shallow right field. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Landreau reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. It's Rangers, 1, Twins, 1. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is walked intentionally. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Twins 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg takes first base on ball four. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Twins 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong misplays the ball. That's an error on Wilfong. Bell moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a line drive towards short. Smalley catches it and throws to second to double up Bell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreau for the out. Cubbage moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Jenkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Twins 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0 for 1 in the game. Putnam hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Putnam reaches second base with a double. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sundberg takes first base on ball 4. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Putnam scores. Sundberg moves to second. It's 2-1, Rangers. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam fields the ball and throws to Jenkins covering. Safe. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood strikes out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sofield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sofield. Bell reaches second base with a double. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Rangers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Putnam hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Putnam reaches second base with a double. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Putnam scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Mike Baksik now pitching. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baksik fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bumpwills pinch hits for Nelson Norman. Bumpwills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Sundberg moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sundberg scores. Wills moves to third. It's Rangers, 4, Twins, 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bumpwills now playing second base. Larval Blanks now playing shortstop. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Norwood hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sofield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sofield moves to second. Dave Ratchsick now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sofield scores. Cubbage moves to second. It's 5-4, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers 4. The Rangers will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. Ken Brett now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Zisk moves to second. One out. John Ellis pinch hits for Pat Putnam. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Zisk scores. It's Rangers, 5, Twins, 5. Dave Roberts pinch runs for John Ellis. Billy Sample pinch hits for Mike Jorgensen. Mike Marshall now pitching. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Roberts moves to third. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Sundberg hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Roberts now playing first base. Johnny Grubb now playing center field. Billy Sample now playing left field. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive towards first. Roberts reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the Twins 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blanks takes first base on ball 4. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Will steal second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Will scores. Bell moves to second. It's 6-5, Rangers. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilfong strikes out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Norwood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Twins 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts bunts in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. Zisk moves to second. One out. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 0 for 1 in the game. Sample hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zisk moves to third. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Sundberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zisk scores. It's 7-5, Rangers. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Cubbage strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.